I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, June 10, 1954, and the title is Prairie Fire. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Prairie Fire. In the days of the Old West, John Harmon built his home on a knoll in prairie country. Harmon was a trader who did business with the emigrants following the trails west. He was a fair and honest man who gave shelter to people and warned them against the outlaws infesting the country. So it was only natural that in due course of time, the outlaws wanted him out of there. As our story opens, Pitt Lucas, his henchmen, the deadly Max Finney, and their gang are riding towards the Harmon place.
If I'd have been you, Pitt, I sure wouldn't have wasted any time on warning Harmon. I'd have gunned him down like that.
The law's coming into this neck of the woods, Max. No sense slapping the law in the face.
When any hombre gets in my way, he stops my lead, quick.
I gave Harmon 2 warnings to clear out. This time he's going to stop lead.
I'll do the job for you, Pitt.
I'll wait and see.
What about that daughter of his? She can shoot a rifle as good as a man. And that hired man.
We'll get them, too. Well, there's Harmon out front of his house.
Yes, he's seen us coming. He's got a rifle.
Now, buzzard, warning them wagon train captains about the only places we can dry gulch him. Well, he won't warn no more of them.
All right, Lucas, that's close enough.
Let's rush him, Pitt.
No, no. The girl and the hired man will have us covered from the house.
Whoa!
I'll give you one more chance, Harmon. You going to pack up and get out?
I'm staying right here.
I can reach him from here with this gun, Pitt.
All right, let him have it. There, got him. Nice shooting, Max.
That's the way.
Look, the girl's running out of the house.
You coyote. You murdering coyote.
Better rush him now, Pitt.
I said no. That hired man will have us covered.
By thunder, the girl's dragging her father into the house.
You killer.
You going to leave, ma'am?
No. Fire on him, Sandy.
All right, boys, fall back. This dry grass is plenty tall enough to conceal us. Now fall back and open fire. We'll riddle that house with bullets till it looks like a Swiss cheese.
This bandido country, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. That is why we're in this country, to try to find the bandito Max Finney.
Pancho not remember Max Finney, Cisco.
When he killed the sheriff and the deputy in the town of Hard Rock, amigo, you were paying a visit to your Uncle Jose.
Oh, si, Pancho remember now. And Cisco one time catch that Max Finney bandito and send him to the jail, no?
Si, but he escaped by killing 2 of the guards.
Uh-huh.
He's about as vicious a bandito, Pancho, as I ever saw.
Cisco thinking in this country?
Well, that is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Chief bandito around here is called Pete Lucas.
Oh?
And I have an idea Finney may have joined him.
May have joined him.
At least we know this much. Mm-hmm. That Finney is around here somewhere. That storekeeper in the last town described him perfectly. Said he'd been in the store several times.
It is late in the afternoon now, Cisco.
See, we'll ride on to town for some supper, Chico. Then we'll make our camp for the night. Hey, listen. What is that?
Who?
Some shooting off there to the north.
Right over there, Cisco?
Let us do that. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, loco, go now. What they shoot at over there?
Pancho, I do not know. Just as new to this prairie country as you are.
A long way from our country.
I've heard stories of Senor John Harmon, however. Oh, he helps the emigrants, and I believe his place is ahead of us. Ah, look. There is a house, Pancho.
Built up on a hill.
Hey, that must belong to Senor Harmon.
Hombres around the place, Cisco. They shoot at it.
And someone is shooting back from inside the house.
Here is posse surrounded by bandidos, no?
It might be it. From what I have heard, Senor Harmon is anything but a bandido. Here comes a rider this way, Pancho.
Hey, come to find out who we are.
Oh, they have a hole.
Look a hole.
Pancho, this is the bandido we are after, Max Finney.
Why, he ride over to us, Cisco.
Probably does not know who we are at this distance.
Max Finney bandido find out soon, Pancho,
see? Hey, perhaps we are in luck, Pancho.
What are you hombres riding over this way for? This ain't none of your business. And if you're smart, you'll turn right around and ride away.
Hey, Finney, but I do not think we will just yet.
Hey, great jumping snakes. Cisco Kid.
Hey, bandito, the Cisco Kid in Pancho.
So, you are in this country after all, Finney. This is very interesting.
Cisco, I got a score to settle with you, but I ain't got no time to do it now. We'll get to that later.
Very well, hombre. Pancho and I'll be around here for some time.
Hey, we stay around here to see the prairie, no?
That and a few other things.
Stay out of my affairs, Cisco. I'm warning you. You made a big mistake in coming here.
Perhaps, hombre, we should settle this now.
No, Cisco, not now. But don't forget, now that you've come to this country, you ain't gonna stay here.
You may stay here 6 feet underground. Get up!
Get away, Cisco. We chased him.
No, Pancho. Too many hombres in that gang with Finney. You'd be very foolish to ride into their guns.
Yeah, very foolish.
As yet, we do not know what all that shooting means.
Pancho not know neither. What we do, Cisco? We
pretend to ride back toward the town, Chico. There's a small gully back along the trail. We can hide there and wait for darkness.
Pancho get hungry before that, Chico.
Time enough for food, Pancho, after we find out what this is all about.
Man.
After it is dark, we will creep through that circle of bandidos and get to the house.
But, Cisco, how'd you know those are the bandidos?
Because Max Finney is with them, Chico. That is all the proof I need. Up, Diablo.
Go, loco, go now. Go.
I see you drove them riders away, Max.
Yeah, but they won't go far, don't worry. Never mind them people in the house for now, Pete. Get the boys and come on.
What are you talking about?
Them two hombres I just talked with was the Cisco Kid and his partner.
The who?
The Cisco Kid. Come on, let's not waste no more time.
Now, wait a minute. You're forgetting who's the boss around here, ain't you, Max?
No, right, but I ain't forgetting that Cisco Kid.
Not for one second.
Who in blazes is the Cisco Kid?
Didn't you ever hear of Cisco?
No.
I forgot for the moment this ain't his country. He's a riding, shooting, fighting fool bit. He's on the side of the law and he don't never wrestle. He gets the man he's after.
Oh, he's after you, huh?
If he ain't, I'm mighty wrong.
Look, Pitt.
Now, we're staying here till we get this job finished. Then if you want help, we'll get this Cisco Kid for you.
Keep pouring in that lead, boy.
Sandy, it'll be dark in a couple more minutes. I'm going to ride to town for the sheriff.
Well, no, I don't know as I would, Miss Ruth. That is, well, them hombres will kill you.
No, you stay here, daughter.
But they'll rush the house sooner or later, Dad. Don't you see? I've got to take the chance. They'll kill you when they get here.
Well, they ain't going to get here, Miss Ruth. No, sir, not while I got these here two guns and plenty of ammunition. No, siree.
Sandy's right, daughter.
All right, but you got to have treatment for that wound, Dad. I did the best I could, but it needs a doctor's attention.
Oh, I'll get over it, doctor or no doctor.
I'm going to saddle up Spot and ride for town.
No, I don't want you to.
Sandy, can't you make him listen to reason?
I don't know, Miss Ruth. I guess your father knows his own mind. I can't make him listen to reason. Say, I only work for him, you know, and... Uh-oh. Here's one of them there coyotes trying to creep up in closer. I winged them all right. Yes, sir, I winged them good and proper.
Dad, listen, there's no danger. They wouldn't shoot down a woman anyway.
Oh, yes, they would, Ruth. Especially that sidewinder Max Finney. He's sure poison, that one.
Yeah, he's bad. He's real bad. Come on, you bunch of pack rats, and I'll wing some more.
Dad, I don't disobey you as a rule, but this time I've got to. Because if Finney would shoot down a woman out there on the prairie, he'd do the same thing right here in this house.
But, Ruth...
You know he would. If I ride for help and get through, we've all got a chance. If I don't, none of us has a chance.
Well, now, see, I could go, Miss Ruth, I could.
No, Sandy, you're better shot than I am. Besides, if they should rush the house, you could hold them off longer than I could. I'll go and saddle Spot right now.
Now, Pancho, it's dark enough so we can creep forward.
Leave the horses here, Cisco?
Si. You sure your guns are loaded?
They loaded, Cisco, but Pancho did the worst bad shot.
We may not have to use our guns. Come behind me and make no more noise than you can help.
This grass long, Cisco.
Si, long and dry. I hope those banditos do not get any ideas about using it.
How to use it, Cisco? How to use it, huh?
Can you imagine what a lighted match would start, Chico?
You start a fire, Cisco.
Would start a terrible fire, Pancho. One that would sweep this prairie and that house with the speed of a hurricane.
Listen, Cisco, a horse gallop.
See, from the house, I would say, by the sound. Now what?
Now what?
It's the girl, boys! Stop her! Hold on, stop her!
Get out of my way! Go, Spot, go!
Pancho, I can see what go on, Cisco.
I can see a little bit. Those zombies are riding after her, Pancho. This changes our plans.
Yellows!
Logo! What we do now, Cisco?
We must help the senorita.
We fight, no?
If necessary. Up, Diablo, help your ha!
Go, Logo, go, now go! Pancho, get out the bullwhip!
Follow me, Pancho. I'm going to ride right into those banditos.
Diablo, ha!
Logo, ha, ha, ha!
Into them, Diablo, car!
Hey, look out! What the hell?
Pancho, use the bullwhip!
Oh, hey!
How'd you like that, bandito?
You seem to be the ringleader here, hombre. Come down off that horse.
All right, Thunder, I'll break you in two.
Come down off that horse, I said!
Get it, Cisco! Hey.
You're not get behind nobody, hombre! Pancho, grab you!
I'll keep him busy, don't worry! Don't let that girl get away! Hey, I'll teach you to put in, Cisco, whatever your name is!
Cisco! Easy, hombre, behind you!
I'm ready for him, Pancho!
I'll kill you for that, Cisco.
Not well, Pancho. Pick the gun out your hand with the bullwhip, hombre.
Quiet up, Pancho. Well done.
Good for you, Pancho.
One more for Finney. Now back to this, hombre.
Pound it on him, boys. Grab him. Grab him.
Pancho, try to keep the bandidos back.
That's one of them. That's one of them.
I'll handle this here, Cisco. Get myself.
Yeah, not that way, hombre. Now, why you let me hit your jaw like this?
I don't know who you are, stranger, but give it to him. Give it to him.
I'll do my best, senorita. I like this, hombre. This.
Wonderful. Well, look out behind you.
Now I got you, sir. With this rope. Pile on him, boys. That's the stuff.
You coward. You measly pack of cowards.
Now stand back away from him. What are you going to do, Max? I'm going to kill Cisco with a knife.
By the way I feel about that hombre, I don't give a hoot. Go ahead and kill him, Max. The quicker, the better.
Roped and tied, Cisco has no chance against the deadly Max Finney. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Prairie Fire. When Cisco and Pancho rode to the aid of the girl, Ruth Harmon, against the bandit gang that was besieging her father's house, they were captured by the gang. One of the members, Max Finney, killer, knowing that Cisco was after him, wanted to kill Cisco on the spot. Pitt Lucas, gang leader, groggy from Cisco's fists, gave Finney permission. Now...
All right, you hombre, stand aside.
I'll get him with this knife.
That is like you, Max Finney, to kill an unarmed man. You would creep up behind him like the jackal.
Stand aside, boys.
You'll kill Cisco and Pancho find you.
Yeah, and the sheriff will find you, Pit Lucas. Don't think he won't.
Fire away, Finney!
I'll get him with this here knife.
Fire away! Fire! No, wait a minute, Max. I got an idea.
Get out of my way, Pit. I'm coming after Cisco.
I said, wait a minute.
You ain't gonna cheat me out of this. I'm cutting Cisco to pieces.
Get back here. Wait. Grab him, boys, and hang on. That's the stuff.
Let go, or I'll kill all of you.
Even for banditos, the rest of you travel in bad and dangerous company.
You gonna do as I say, Finney, or not?
All right. But I'm getting you later, Cisco.
Threats are harmless, jackal.
Take the girl and Cisco and the fat one back to the house. After you rush that hired man and Harmon, if he's still alive. Finney, take 5 men and do that job. And don't kill him, understand?
Yeah.
Now get going. They can't prove nothing against us. That house and everybody in it burns up from a prairie fire.
Try again, Pancho. Strain hard against the ropes. We must get free.
Pancho, try hard, Cisco, but the ropes tight.
Those beasts.
Oh, they got me hog-tied, too. I guess they got all of us tied.
See, they have.
Yeah. Wasn't very polite to tie up my shoot, though.
Did you say they was going to set fire to the grass, stranger?
That's what they talked about, senor. I would not put it past them to do it. That is why we must get free. Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
I will roll over to you. Till we are back to back. Perhaps then I can loosen the rope around your wrist with my fingers.
Bueno, Cisco.
Now, hold still, amigo.
Uh-huh.
The knot is tied tight. If I work long enough, and I think I'm getting it, Chico.
Keep trying, Cisco. Keep trying.
Si. It's coming loose. There. You get one hand free, Pancho?
Si. Pancho, get one hand free, Cisco. Now, Pancho, get the other hand free.
Bueno. Tie me then, amigo. Quickly.
Si, Cisco. This not hard to untie.
Hurry, Pancho, hurry. There. Gracias. Uh-huh. Untie the rest of them, Pancho.
Si.
Madre mía, there's a light out on the prairie. Those bandidos have set that fire.
What are we going to do?
I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Cisco, it's Finny Bandido. He got the gun.
First, I'm going to get you, Cisco, and then after that... Hey, look out!
You missed both times, killer. There's the last chance you are going to have.
Jumping Peter. How that stranger can hit.
Again, Cisco, again.
Say, Pancho, and this time for keeps.
Jumping Peter.
Tie him up tightly.
What?
You are now free, are you not?
Oh, yeah, by God, sure I am, sure
I'll cut the ropes to tie you, senorita.
Thanks.
You matches in this house, senorita?
Matches? Yeah.
Get some quickly, and bring them outside. Come, Pancho.
Where the bandidos, Cisco?
They are out beyond the range of the fire they have started. I have 2 matches with me. Here, you take one of them. Go over there and start a backfire.
Santo, look at the fire out in the prairie, Cisco. A big fire.
Si, and coming like the wind. Hurry, Pancho.
Pancho, hurry, Cisco.
And about here will be a good place. I hope we are in time.
Here are your matches, Cisco.
Oh, gracias, senorita. Keep several of them for yourself. Light the grass at several points between me and Pancho.
All right.
Pancho, get the good in the fire started, Cisco.
Well, he's well. Madre mia, hear the roar of that prairie fire.
It's coming awful fast, Cisco.
See, almost too fast for our fires to gain headway and meet it in time to stop it. No, wait. Now our fires burn faster. See, it's going to work.
Look, Cisco, bandidos at the light of the fire.
Ah, they are disappointed. They shake their fists.
Well, I guess they've given up, Cisco. Looks to me as if they're starting to ride away.
See, that is what they are doing.
Yabo!
Logo! And Pancho that can whistle, senorita.
What are you going to do now?
Try to bring in the leader of those banditas, senorita. If he gets away now, he'll back here again later. And next time, you and your father may not be so lucky.
Banditos ride around the ring of the fire, Cisco.
Si, and we will do the same. Be sure that Finny bandito is tightly tied, senorita.
Yes, I will,
up
but...
your hat!
Go!
I never saw a man like that, Cisco. Never.
That fool of a Finney riding in there. Probably that Cisco kid killed him. Ah, we're better off without him. Now, here's what we're going to do, boys. We'll ride off a ways and cut around the circle and attack that place from the other side. Make them think we've left for good. Say, wait a minute. Here comes a couple of riders.
Coming fast, stupid.
They sure are. Let's wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. I can't quite make them out yet. Maybe one of them's Finney. No, by thunder, it ain't Finney. It's that Cisco kid. Watch him, boys. That hombre's a wild man.
Get in there once more, Pancho. Now, Bandito, you and I will finish what we started a while before.
Light better now, Cisco. Hit the hombre hard, no?
Come down on the ground, you. There. Gun him down, boys. Come in there.
Look out, Cisco.
I'm watching him, Pancho.
Bueno, Cisco. One fly out of the hombre's hand.
Well, that horse is going to draw. Hurry up, make up your mind.
Nobody want to draw, Cisco.
Very well. Pancho, take your guns and watch these hombres closely. If one of them starts to draw, you know what to do.
But, Cisco, Pancho not can hit nothing with a gun.
They do not know that, Chico. Draw your guns.
Si, Cisco.
Now, Bandito, I will take your gun.
You don't dare to put away them guns and fight with your fists, Cisco.
Si, I will put away the guns. There. Now, what are you going to do about it, Bandito?
I'm going to do this.
Then I will oblige you to the best of my ability. After we finish here, you are coming with me to the sheriff.
We'll see about that. I can lick any man in these parts.
Cisco, not from these parts, hombre.
You hit a hard blow, but you are too clumsy.
I'll show you how clumsy I am.
He missed some more, Cisco. But Cisco not miss him. Now, Cisco, on the jaw.
Hey, Pancho.
Bueno, hombre, back up, Cisco.
Si. Now put an end to this fight as soon as possible.
What not do it, Cisco?
You may be right, amigo. Oh.
He's the sheriff, Cisco. He's the sheriff.
That's right. Some of the boys and I were over in this neighborhood, saw the fire, and rode over.
You will want an explanation of all this, Senor Sheriff.
No. No, I already got it from Ruth Harmon. We stopped in at the house. So you're the Cisco kid, huh?
Si, Sheriff.
And I am the Pancho kid.
I'm going to turn these hombres over to you, Sheriff. I would say the charges are attempted murder and destruction of property.
Yeah, and then some. I've been watching this here Pit Lucas for some time.
You got nothing against me, sir.
I got just about everything in the book against you. Hold out your hands.
Hey, that hombre look good with the handcuffs on, Cisco.
Hey, he does indeed, Pancho. One more thing, Senor Sheriff.
Huh?
That Max Finney, who is now at the house, is wanted in several towns to the west for murder.
Well, that's all right with me, Cisco. Any sheriff or marshal who comes to me with the proper credentials can take him along. As for you, well, Cisco, I'd kind of like to shake your hand.
Pancho, will you get our horses while I go into the sheriff's office?
Si, Cisco. Pancho, get your horses.
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
Oh, morning, Cisco. Morning. Well, you getting ready to ride?
Say, Pancho and I are riding back west this morning. I came in to pay our respects to you before we leave.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Also to inquire after Senor Harmon.
Oh, John, John's going to be all right, Cisco. Yeah, the doc told me that just a few minutes ago.
Well, I'm very happy to hear it. Senor Harmon is a brave man.
Yeah, he sure is. Does a lot of good for people. And his daughter, Ruth, is just the same way he is, too.
Well, that is the impression I got, Sheriff.
Yeah, she's quite a girl. And she was kind of taken with you, Cisco.
Oh, well, gracias, but...
Yeah, she was, I could tell. Well, here she comes now.
Oh, what is this, senorita?
You weren't going to leave without saying goodbye to me, were you, Cisco?
Oh, of course not, senorita.
Morning, Ruth.
Well, I hope not. Oh, good morning, Sheriff. I didn't see you at first.
Yeah, no, that's evident. Well, please the crowd, ain't it? I guess I'll mosey on out.
Dad and I have got a lot to thank you for, Cisco.
You have nothing to thank me for, Senorita?
Oh, yes, we have. You're wonderful, Cisco.
Senorita, please.
You are, and don't try to tell me you're not. Are you ever coming back this way?
Well, Pancho and I never can tell about things like that. We ride when and where the spirit moves.
Well, then, goodbye, Cisco. Goodbye. Like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Sometimes you come with Pancho to see Rudolfo.
Rudolfo?
Uh-huh.
Who is Rudolfo, amigo?
Oh, Pancho not tell you about Rudolfo?
I do not remember that you have.
Oh, well, Cisco, Rudolfo is my cousin in the law, Porfirio's little boy.
Oh, Porfirio's little boy.
Si.
How old is Rudolfo?
Oh, he 8 years old, Cisco.
Well, I would be glad to go with you and see Rudolfo, Pancho. If he is anything like Porfirio, he must be a fine boy.
See, he a fine boy, Cisco. He a lively little boy, though.
Well, that is natural for a boy to be lively.
He very lively, Cisco. And last month, Rudolfo stampeded a big herd of cattle.
Stampeded a herd of cattle?
See, in the month before that, he make the stagecoach horses run away.
Well, that is not so good, Pancho.
But Porfirio love Rudolfo, Cisco. And last week, they have a big earthquake in Porfirio's town.
They had a big earthquake?
See, and Porfirio think they might have another. So he sent Rodolfo to stay with Uncle Jose.
With your Uncle Jose?
Si.
And did Rodolfo stay long with your Uncle Jose, Pancho?
Well, Uncle Jose only keep Rodolfo one day.
Only for one day?
See, and then Uncle Jose send a message to Porfirio.
Well, tell me, what did the message say, Chico?
The message say, I am returning Rudolfo. Send the earthquake instead.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's so...
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, at OTR Westerns, also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTR Westerns, and please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.